Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steelers, Dolphins, Monday. Usually, we're breaking down the game with Chris Carter at 8 a.m. on Fridays. And we're going to do it now anyhow. He joins us on the fan hotline, which is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
We are having ourselves a Friday, Chris. And let me ask you a question we've asked our listeners this morning. T.J. Watt, he's dealing with the lung stuff. Actually, let's do it this way. Have you heard anything about what the hell happened there?
Nothing official. Anything we're doing right now is just speculation. The only thing that we've heard are reports that it happened, that what happened here, you know, was caught during treatment. You know, a lot of people went to the Tyrod Taylor thing, but when I try to look around and I try to see like what sports doctors say, and there's a lot of sports doctors who've chimed in and said like they don't think it's that, because that's something that would happen on a game day, getting you ready for a game. So there's a chance, like there's some people who have speculated that it's a blood clot. There's some people who have speculated that it's, you know, just it's something else. But the thing is that we're all, everyone's speculating. There is no official anything, right? Like this is just, it's just, we're just going to need to wait and see what the Steelers officially say. When I talked to Alex Highsmith yesterday, he said, you know, there's hope that T.J. Watt can return. He said it is a scary situation, quote unquote, but that T.J. is in good spirits. Mike Tomlin said he's comfortable. So it does seem like this isn't something that's like right now life-threatening for T.J. Watt, and that's a good thing. Now it's just a question of what exactly was this and how long does he need to be held out so that he can properly recover.
Chris, how do you feel about the defense without T.J. Watt, with Herbig and Jack Sawyer taking over, you know, that rush end spot? Do you feel more comfortable than ever without T.J. Watt in the lineup, maybe potentially on Monday?
I mean, in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't think there'd be a better set of edge rushers to take over than this group, because Nick Herbig, I think, has evolved so much as a pass rusher that he's ready to ascend into a starting role. And then Jack Sawyer, I think, is a decent rookie. This is a rough time to not have these guys, because the Dolphins are going to want to attack the perimeter with the run game. They're one of the most explosive rushing offenses in the NFL. They're the number 8 overall rushing offense in the NFL. And that's something, in fact, they have the highest explosive run rate this week, with 14% of their runs going for 10 or more yards. But they try to do that by stretching you to the perimeter, of your defense and how the Steelers, when I talked to Terrell Austin about, you know, how they try to counter that, is he said, like, you know, our edge guys, that's why we invested in that group. He's like, we hope that they can sort of pin things down, you know, on each side. They can keep things contained, and then that will keep the corners free so that they can sort of pinch and make sure that nothing busts, you know, outside of the contain of the defense. And so for TJ Watt to not be available for this game seems like something that, if I'm Mike McDaniel, I am going to try everything I can to scheme up Nick Herbig or Jack Sawyer to make mistakes there. But I think it's important to say, I just did a film study on Alex Highsmith. The Ravens tried him in similar looks several times like that last week, with pop passes, swing, you know, outside runs, and even a jet sweep. And Alex Highsmith was extremely sharp when they tested him there. If I'm the Dolphins, I am avoiding him at all costs. I'm making Nick Herbig prove that he can take on that role.
Well, certainly they didn't set the edge against Buffalo. That did not go well. No. In that game. I'm going to flip to the offensive side of the ball. You know, Aaron Rodgers cited the veteran receivers and an improved rapport and attention to detail in practice. Do you think Roman Wilson is activated again the remainder of the season?
It's a tough one. I don't know, because when I listened to how I went and asked around the questions around to Aaron Rodgers, to DK Metcalf and the guys, and I said, like, hey, what was the difference in practice? Because last week, Aaron Rodgers, when I asked him about why isn't the deep ball working, he talked about, hey, guys need to have their timing right. Their foot release needs to be right. Their spacing needs to be right. They need to have this right. Then when he talked about it this week, he credited MVS and Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Adam Thielen for doing exactly what they needed to get certain concepts open and being in the right spot. And then DK Metcalf repeated the same thing, basically, like, these guys – did what they were supposed to do, and it helped everything else flow the way that Arthur Smith was designed. And for Roman Wilson to be the guy that got scratched, I know Mike Tomlin said it was because Scotty Miller can contribute on punt return, but I'm sorry, that's because Roman Wilson's not doing the little things right. And so unless there's an injury, I think the Steelers try to keep this formula right now that they found, because if it opened up the deep passing game here, might open up other things there. Adam Thielen was open in a few important spots that if Aaron Rodgers hits those, it makes this offense more dynamic as a downfield passing threat than we've seen all season.
Rodgers kind of touched on it yesterday, Chris, but – and this might be overstating things, but we've given it a moniker, Rogue Rodgers, where he talked about DK Metcalf, and something that they talked about on Saturday night, and it transpired on the first play of the game. How much of that game was Rodgers at the line of scrimmage, do you think, dictating the pace of things?
I think a good bit of it, but yeah. I think it's something that they have not prohibited him from doing. I think that Arthur Smith said all along, and he's very adamant. He's like, I do not tell him not to change plays. I don't tell – he's like my thing is we give them several looks. But I think what's happening now is that Aaron Rodgers is more comfortable in this offense. And the comfortable isn't just in the playbook. It's in knowing who he can trust to do their jobs. And this is why I think it's important to have the vet receivers so that they can do exactly what they want there. But it's also important that the offensive line is doing things right, because that's the other part that I thought was really important to Aaron Rodgers' big day, was that he wasn't doing like he did against the Bills or against the Chargers, where, like, if he was holding on to the ball for 2 seconds, he starts looking around and seeing, like, okay, is the pressure coming? He was trusting, nah, we're holding up against these guys. I think that's something that needs to maintain against a defense like the Dolphins. They're a middle of the league sack team, you know, when it comes to total sacks, but they have a higher sack percentage. So I think this is going to be about making sure that you have quality opportunities to throw the football and protecting Aaron Rodgers and keeping him clean. But certainly those details are what's happening there, and it's allowing him, for when he sees something and he calls it adjusted, he can capitalize on it better because he knows exactly where guys are going to be.
Chris, I give this Dolphin team a lot of credit. Excuse me. I mean, Mike McDaniel was a guy like 2 months ago that a lot of us thought was going to be canned. And, you know, Tyreek Hill going down, I thought that their season was just going to be dreadful. But they've rallied. They've rallied off four wins in a row, one of those wins against the Buffalo Bills. In your opinion, what makes them so dangerous? Like, you know, we know names. We know Devon Achane, and he's fast, he's dynamic, he's explosive. We know Waddle and obviously Tua. But what do you think makes them so dangerous that they could come in here and beat the Steelers Monday night?
I think Achane is just part of what they've been able to do right now well, and that's running the football. I mean, you look at their numbers right now, they are, as an offense, they're eighth in the run game, 28th in the pass game. And it makes me wonder, will this change how they have been in cold December games compared to years past? Because Mike McDaniel has been all about the quarterback in the passing game and get Tyreek and get Jaylen Waddle and get these guys going and try to find these really cool passing concepts that make things that look at me, I'm super smart. But then in the late part of the year, when a team from South Florida goes, on the road and they're in the cold and they're trying to get things going and they don't find that chemistry right away, they get pulverized. But now you have a running game that running games thrive in the cold. But can they keep that going? I think that's going to be the key there. But to your point, they've gotten hot here. I will say they've gotten hot against they beat the Bills soundly back on November 9th, over a month ago now. But their last three wins are the Commanders, Saints, and Jets. I think the Steelers are better than those teams. We'll see which version of Miami comes to Pittsburgh Monday night.
Which version of Pittsburgh are we going to see? Are we going to see cold weather conservative, or are we going to see Rogue Rodgers with the full controls throwing the football like he's back at Lambeau Field?
Rogue Rodgers. I think you'll see a little bit of Rogue Rodgers in this one. But don't be mistaken,
baby,
to think that I don't think they're going to abandon the run game. I think that they want to be able to run the football. It just didn't work against the Ravens. I think that they want to get that going this week. This is a Dolphins defense that is 28th in the NFL in rushing yards per carry allowed. And so if I'm the Steelers, I'm trying to capitalize on that in some way. But I think this is a team that obviously you pass to set up the run, and you trust Aaron Rodgers to go after guys in this one. I think it's going to be really interesting. And, you know, I asked Terrell Austin about this. I want to ask Jalen Ramsey about this when we get him I think on Saturday is when he'll talk in the Steelers locker room. But I just find it super ironic that the Steelers and Dolphins traded Jalen Ramsey and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Jalen Ramsey was brought to the Steelers to play slot cornerback. He's now playing free safety. Minkah Fitzpatrick was brought to the Dolphins to play free safety. He's now playing slot cornerback. And it's like, well, wait a second. Why didn't you just keep these guys? Because what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of funny. But the Steelers have a respect for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think he's a big part of what's kept that pass defense together. If you're looking at the Dolphins right now, they have given up the 12th fewest passing yards in the NFL. So they got to watch out. They got to be careful about attacking them. You know, Minkah Fitzpatrick is very good at disguising things, at floating around. Aaron Rodgers has to be mindful of that. Find your one-on-ones with DK Metcalf. And, hey, if you get your deep shots with Thielen or MBS, don't be afraid to take them either.
Chris, the statistics with Derek Harmon in and out of the lineup, the difference there is staggering. The Steelers would be the worst rush defense in the NFL if you extrapolated it out over the full season without Harmon, and they'd be darn near a top-five rushing defense with him. Is that more about him and what he's done or their lack of depth behind him?
I think it's the combination. I'd lean more to the depth because I pointed this out, Sunday, but it's not just Derek Harmon. They signed Dan Aquale to be a good backup. He's on injured reserve. They kept Isaiah Loudermilk to be like the longtime vet. He's on injured reserve. They brought in Dean Lauer to be the extra deep guy. Break glass in case of emergency. He's on injured reserve. And so between Harmon, Loudermilk, Aquale, and Lowry, that's four dudes that you were expecting to be in before Asese Atomowo, and all four are gone. So That's a depth issue right there, but it's one that's caused by injury and that you gotta stomach. And I know each week when the Steelers face a second or third stringer, that's, oh man, they're getting a really good matchup there. You know what? The Ravens and the Bills had good matchups against this defensive front that was lacking guys to fill up the middle. Y.A. Black was not supposed to start at any point in time this year, but the Steelers found a way to mitigate that in the Ravens game. Still gave up 217, but Derrick Henry didn't average over 4 yards per carry. And as I pointed out, in the seven games that they've played Derrick Henry, even if he gets, some yards here and there, as long as he's held under 100, they're 5-0 when they play him. When he gets over 100, they're 0-2. And the same thing goes for 5 yards per carry or more. They're 0-2, 5 yards per carry or less. They're 5-0 against him. So the key was to not let Derrick Henry break you. They didn't, and that's what allowed the rest of the defense to play in. I think it's going to be a similar thing with Devon Achane. Don't let him break you with big plays. He's going to get his here and there, but if you keep him contained, that's the key. I think Derek Harmon being back can be really important for that.
Chris, you're the best. We appreciate it, buddy.
One last thing. I think it's also important to note, this is the 7th top 10 rushing offense the Steelers have played this year. Next week, it'll be the 8th when they play the Lions. Mm. They keep facing really good running teams. That's another part of this story.
Mm. Is it possible that these teams are such good running teams statistically because they've played the Pittsburgh Steelers? Bang.
Well, the Lions haven't played the Steelers.
The Lions
either,
have not.
Either of the Dolphins.
Or the Dolphins. So that's two teams
that
right
one,
away.
That one did not land.
Yeah, the Lions have the best
player and the Colts had the worst rushing yards of the season when they played the Steelers.
All right, everybody, enough. Enough. Thank you, Chris.
See you, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, Chris.
I don't mind being refuted.
You weren't refuted. That was just flat wrong.
You just need to all gang up on me. I mean,
is it possible that they're the best rushing offenses in football because they played the Pittsburgh Steelers? Check that. They didn't play the Pittsburgh Steelers yet.
I meant the other ones.
Chris had a good stat there. Generally speaking, though, if a back averages 5 yards per carry against you, you ain't winning.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Derrick Henry or Derek Davis.
Well, in Achane's lowest yards per carry in the last 5 games, 4.8 yards. So, I mean, that's the low water mark for him in the last about quarter of the
season.
This
is an offense based on speed.
Yeah.
And I think the Steelers are a defense that's based on speed.
Well, let's get into that a little bit more.
To some extent.
And I do wonder Achane's availability.
You know who's playing at a higher...
He practiced yesterday, albeit in a limited capacity.
You know who's earned my respect the past couple weeks playing at a much higher level is Queen.
Yep.
Queen is playing at... He's taken ownership. He's made big-time plays. He's played with more force. Yeah, I mean, and you look at him and Wilson, they both are sideline-to-sideline linebackers. And they need to play like that against this team.
When we come back, we'll get more into the Steelers' defense. Also, what did Rodgers have to say about the old wide receivers that they've added and how they've helped? You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Texter writes in, Crowley has me screaming, Rodgers, in the car like an idiot. Well, it's time to believe, people. Pat believed before it was cool to believe, and now I'm believing, because Rodgers has gone rogue. And Rogue Rodgers is the only guy who can get Mike Tomlin out of his shell. Rodgers! If the Steelers win a playoff game, I will be discount double-checking all around my living room.
Really?
Every which way. Oh, yeah.
I don't think it would look as cool with you doing it, though.
Do it right now.
You just look like a couple string beans flailing on a stalk.
All right, let's see what you got. Do your discount double-check.
No, because then I look like the opposite of you.
Big fat fatty?
Jeez.
Kallus, I give you permission.
Why can he make
I give you me? I give you permission.
I just turned his mic off. You guys go ahead.
I give you permission to handle it.
Handle it?
You can handle it.
However I want.
Yes.
You call me a string bean.
Your mic's just not on.
I will have your back if you get in trouble.
You've lost privileges to talk for this segment.
Rodgers!
So when I was listening to you guys coming in, you were closing a segment out, and all I heard was just a pen going underneath the,
<Look at him.
laughs> he's pacing. He's mad.
You know what, Crowley? I'll tell you what. I'll give you an out. One of the microphones in the studio works, but it's not yours. If you find the microphone that works, you can talk.
That's a good bit, Kallus. Yes. I told you, see?
Yes.
He's going to go touch the poinsettia.
He broke it.
Don't touch the poinsettia.
He pulled the one mic off of its stand.
He's going to turn it off every time and switch them every time he tries to talk.
Get through the hole.
Rodgers.
Is this it?
Nope.
All right, next.
Damn poinsettias. Hello.
Nope.
All right, I'll see you guys in 10.
He left.
He left the studio.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
So Aaron Rodgers.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Look at him. He's starting to get frustrated.
It's cold out there.
It's freezing. It's going to be, what, 15 on Monday?
There's still a microphone he didn't try.
Don't put him next to me.
Hey, you can scratch off the Myers Law Group read. I just hit it. When you got it. I'm just helping you out here, buddy. Rogue Rodgers.
Is it okay that I still don't have faith in the Steelers despite the fact that he's going rogue?
That's totally okay. Because they've never proved that they could consistently win the way that they did on Sunday.
I don't think at his age he's enough to do
by himself
good things in the playoffs. Yeah, you need more from the team.
Well, you're getting a little bit more. That's why I'm starting to get a little bit of hope, is because of what DK Metcalf was able to do with Rodgers. So there's two people right there. Kenneth Gainwell has shown up a lot. There's three-ish people. So if you get Jaylen Warren going and you figure out a way to, you know, get this offensive line to keep developing, you add in the tight ends if they can get going. I mean, clearly, that's the recipe that you need right there. But they've inched their way, in my opinion, to getting certain guys going.
Darnell being back will be big.
Yeah.
Obviously, Rodgers likes him. Do you, Doran, believe in the vibe of, like, Steelers are 20-3 on Monday Night Football?
No. Every season, every game is a new game. I mean, different players.
You tend to believe in those things,
though. I do. I do, but not things like that.
The only home game they lost was in 2020 against Washington. 2020, I think it was.
I mean, do tend to believe in that, but like
they've been like same perfect time on Monday Night Football, including that 3-0 spectacle.
And then they're usually good in primetime, but they haven't been this year. You know, like they've lost primetime games this year. What, two?
They're winning this game.
And last year.
They're winning this game Monday. They're going to win it handily.
That's how you're feeling?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Does it look the same?
I think it looks very similar.
Very similar.
I think they're going to let Rodgers cook, baby.
I can get on board
with
that.
Nice iron skillet.
You know why I can get on board with that? It's because that's what they need to do. And I feel like that their backs are against the wall. Now, the question I would have, obviously, I've been saying it throughout the week, is why is it taking so long for this to happen, to play aggressively, to play like they did last week against the Ravens? But I can get on board with that because that's what they have to do in order to win.
Well, you know, when the road gets narrow, as Mike Tomlin always says, like I was talking to someone the other day about the Eagles, and everyone's like, oh, the Eagles, you know, they're struggling. Well, you tend to wait till later in the year to really start letting Hurts run. I think there's a little bit of that here with Rodgers, and we don't want to get him hit too much early in the season. Now, we don't throw caution to the wind, but we're more aggressive because we know that we need him. We need to put the ball in his hands to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like coming off, you know, a fork in the road game against Baltimore, a rival at their place for the division lead to control your own destiny. If they would have won 13-10, I would have been like, meh, I don't feel any different. But that was a galvanizing three quarters of football. And then they closed the game out with a sack, and obviously it all was well. But the fourth quarter was a reversion back to what we saw all season. But the first three quarters, man, like if I'm that football team, and I was going to ask Chris Carter this, like I'm not sure they've had a leader like Aaron Rodgers in that organization that
Rodgers
will take maybe Ben, obviously, towards the end. Tail end
is different.
Totally different.
Yeah.
That, you know, had been there, done that, and then just went out there and just was swaggering all over the place.
Hines.
In that game. Yeah.
Would be a guy, you know, on the list.
Yeah, he's got gray in his beard, and he's, you know, the old cowboy, but like now he's swashbuckling. Let him go slinging around.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. But early in the year, you don't want to expose him too much, particularly when you have concerns about your upfront people. Now, though, you've put enough on tape where people have to prepare for all the three tight ends, two tight ends, chips, all those things that, you know, you can start to break tendencies and start to be who you need to be to win in the playoffs. And that's why I think it's sustainable. I think they have to stick with it. I don't think Rodgers allows it not to be the case.
Right.
He ain't going out there and sitting on the ball and handing it off 35 times unless they, you know, force 5 turnovers and have 3 pick sixes.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Can Aaron Rodgers lead the Steelers through a win in this game? And can Rogue Rodgers make the Steelers' offense more aggressive? 412-928-9370. Give us a call. Coming up next, more of that. We'll take your calls, and maybe we'll take Adam Crowley out of timeout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know, I kind of said that after the game, like, you can't be fooled by the stat lines for either of those two guys, because just their presence out there and them being in the right spot every single time makes a big difference as far as spacing goes. It allows for the timing of plays to kind of flow in rhythm. And, you know, we had a lot of good things go our way in the passing game, but no sacks. Obviously, has a lot to do with the offensive line, but another part of the sacks is, you know, everybody on the same page. You know, I don't feel like we had many plays where, you know, 10 guys, 9 guys doing it right, and one or two guys are not doing it right. And, you know, you got to give credit to those guys for the way they prepared. They're pros. They've been played a lot of football at a high level, so I wasn't surprised. But definitely helps with the passing game when everybody's in the right spot every single time.
Aaron Rodgers talking about MVS and about Adam Thielen, who we had Ray Fittipaldi on. He kept calling him Thielen, which made me confused. And then I thought Ray was right, but Ray was wrong. So he was talking about Adam Thielen and MVS there. And kind of taking a shot at Roman Wilson. I'm going to just go out there on a limb. When you're talking about now you got all the guys on the same page and in the right spot, and the guy who gets benched is Roman Wilson, it doesn't take an Einstein to figure out he's probably talking about him. Doesn't mean it's only him. I think there's something to that. And you asked, one of you asked the question of Carter, if you thought that we'd see Roman Wilson again this season. I think it's so long as they're healthy in the wide receiver room, I don't think we're going to see him again.
Nope.
No, I don't think so either. And part of me wonders if, like, this influx of new blood, right, even I include even Darnell in that, from a Jonnu, Darnell, in terms of just they're getting more reps and at-bats in Pittsburgh. I mean, even Freiermuth getting kind of moved out. I mean, I think over the years, they've had a lot of guys doing their own thing on offense. And when Rodgers was talking about guys being in the right spot, it's not just the primary receiver, right? It's everybody. You know, if it's cover two, and, you know, I'm running a seam route, and my job is to occupy a near safety, and I know that he's kind of hedging towards me, I still got to hump it so mm-hmm. I can open up the perimeter throw or the deep dig behind. And I think, you know, a lot of guys, young players that play in an offense that's not good and really ad lib to make plays, which George Pickens did, Freiermuth has been big on scramble drills, they can lose details. And Aaron Rodgers, to me, the frustration you see from him between plays is all about detail. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back, if I had to guess, was when he missed Roman Wilson and Roman Wilson showed frustration to Rodgers, like, you missed me. That was it, man. That was it. And I think he's like, dude, I'm not playing with this guy. He'll say I love him and all this stuff, but like, you're gonna,
who are you?
You're gonna run the wrong route.
He's not gonna help us win.
You're not gonna help me win, man. Yeah. I need you to be here.
I have found in 13 games that Rodgers has been terribly misunderstood from a on-field leadership standpoint. Last year was, he wanted to control everything. Sure, I think that's a natural human instinct. And if you're going to give somebody the opportunity to, fire the coach he doesn't get along with, and you're going to take his opinion as gospel, he's going to do it. But I think he wants to win. And it's just like me driving on the highway, Dor. I don't let anybody drive on the highway. We always make fun of me for it. I like to be in control. He wants to be in control.
Yep.
Because he thinks he gives them the best chance to win. Exactly right.
And he has one.
And all this stuff last, the Jets, oh my God, Rodgers was the problem. No, he wasn't. Look at them.
People are allowed to grow and change and evolve, too.
I don't even think he has.
I think he has.
I'm sure he has, I guess, but I don't think he was ever a problem.
My opinion on him is, we talked in the offseason, I thought the dude was an enigma.
You've shifted a lot.
I still thought he was the best option for them. And we'll stick to that. We can go back and check the tape, make sure I'm not lying.
Now we burn all that.
But good. But I thought, I was very curious to see how it would work. And I find myself watching every presser he does.
Yep.
I'm on the couch literally watching the game Sunday. And I'm like laughing in between plays when he's talking to John Harbaugh about calling a timeout on the one goal line situation because they weren't lined up right. And he was MFing the other sideline. And I'm like, this dude's in complete control. And like, you know when you see somebody that just does it at a different level
yep.
than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, right? Complete mastery of the position, understanding his limitations at his old age, right? But also able to do things that no one else can do in his own unique way. And I do think, though, that like their best chance to win is to give him control. Their best chance to win
I'm with you.
To this point has been that. They haven't necessarily always done it. Certainly going forward, it's the only path to being competitive in the playoffs is to let him control things. And if that means audibling from run to run, well, guess what? He's got the best damn view of it up there. And your offensive coordinator's on the sideline anyway. He's not upstairs seeing things from a bird's eye view. He's depending on other people. And I think they have a trust. But if he wants to go no huddle and snap the ball because he's concerned it wasn't a catch on the sideline, let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go run a play. Let him go snap it and throw it deep. I don't care. Second and 10 is better than a second and 10 30 yards back. So I give more damn control moving forward.
Yes. And I mean, I think he's got his fingerprints all over MVS and Adam Thielen being here. And I'm interested in seeing how that grows. Because you got to have pros out there. People were killing Rodgers last year because he and Garrett Wilson, they didn't seem to get along. Maybe Garrett Wilson wasn't in the right damn place.
Well, I mean, it's a weird dynamic for wide receivers at times whenever you're smart enough to know the offense and then you're smart enough to know that you're not getting the ball and to actually run full speed and to run the route and the concept, because the concept is built off of, just like Pat was describing, like say you're running a seam route and you have to break it across the near safety's face, like, and you know you're not going to get the ball. It's a weird dynamic of like, I know I'm not getting the ball, so why am I running full speed? And I think that might have been the case a little bit with a young player like Roman Wilson. He's like, I'm not going to get the ball, so why am I just being a decoy the whole time? But you have to be.
Yeah, it was definitely the case with Pickens, too.
But you know that Adam Thielen's going to run full speed.
Yep.
You know that MVS, he understands the concepts, is going to run full speed. And just to take somebody away from the other throw,
yep.
that's the difference right
understanding
there.
Understanding your place in,
yeah.
in, the, yep. In the concept, in the route, understanding that you doing your job at a high level, regardless of whether you get the football or not, is going to make the play successful. Because if I'm running a clear out and I run half speed, well, guess what? Now the safety can cover two guys.
Yep.
Right? Safety can squat, play two. If I have to clear out a corner and we're running a deep cross or running an inside, you know, sail route, and I just loaf it because I know I'm not getting the ball outside because it wasn't press bump.
Right.
So it's off coverage, and I have to run deep, and I loaf it. Well, the corner can midpoint then and pick the pocket of the sail route. You can play two guys. And that's why, you know, you see Aaron Rodgers checking the ball down. Well, it's not because he wants to always check it down. It might not be a clear picture. And you no wonder why the guy's got the best touchdown interception ratio maybe in the history of the league. It's because when it's not clear, he don't throw it. And he checks it down. And clear to him is like a 2-foot opening, right? That's all he needs to complete the ball. That's why they waited on him. And that's why, to me, it's like, you waited on this because you knew you wanted this dude to drive the ship. Let him drive the ship. And till the wheels come off. As ships don't have wheels. The truck. The car.
We've been screwing up analogies all morning.
I was going to say, you don't drive a ship, you sail a ship.
Not necessarily.
Coming up next, we'll go around
the
league.
Not a sailboat.
We'll go around the league. There's some humdingers this weekend.
Yes, there are.
And wait until you hear what Ja'Marr Chase had to say about his maligned quarterback. Texter, that was a great breakdown of pass concepts and why they play veteran wide receivers. Love it. That was a good breakdown, guys. Good job there.
Thanks.
Pat was talking about squatting and things of that nature. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. No Lee Sterling today. We're going around the NFL. Boys, we have some great football games this weekend. Starting at 1 o'clock, the Baltimore Ravens in Cincinnati taking on the Bengals. Baltimore favored by 2.5. Bengals just beat them. Now you got them at home in the jungle, baby. I didn't like the way Joe Burrow sounded, though.
Rope it up. He throws for 350 and 4 touchdowns.
Did you hear what Ja'Marr Chase said about him?
Uh-uh.
So they were interviewing Ja'Marr at the podium at the Bengals facility. And Chase said, I thought that was AI. Because the guy I see every day is the normal guy. I was really surprised to see that. Something weird's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think wins the game?
Bengals.
That would put the Steelers 2 games up if they take care of the Dolphins with the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Bengals are playing better ball than the Ravens right now. And the Bengals, they should have beat
Buffalo.
The Bills.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, fella.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
But that team, if they bring that team, that beats the Ravens.
I don't think the Ravens are very good. Mm-mm. I don't think the Ravens are going to be able to stop Cincinnati's offense. Now, it might go the other way, too, but who's playing better quarterback right now? Joe Burrow.
Burrow.
Also at 1 o'clock on CBS, Buffalo at New England for a lot of the marbles in the AFC East. New England already beat them at Orchard Park. I think New England's due for a loss. I know that's not great analysis. But they haven't lost since they lost to the Steelers. They're not that good.
They haven't played anybody.
No! They wouldn't be in the college football playoff.
You know what the combined winning, this is courtesy of John Gruden, the combined winning percentage of their 10-game winning streak is for the opponent? 37%.
Mm.
Buffalo wins.
Buffalo's feeling themselves a little bit, even though we don't think that they're a great football team or a good football team. They're still feeling themselves. So they're on a 2-game win streak. You go into Pittsburgh, you win. You win last week against the Cincinnati Bengals in that type of fashion. I feel like they have a lot of confidence and they're going to go up to New England and win.
I think so, too. Detroit at Los Angeles.
Man.
The Rams.
The Stafford Bowl.
I'll tell you what.
Golf Bowl.
In the Golf Bowl, both of them.
Detroit is fighting tooth and nail to get into the playoffs. The tables have sort of turned here. Los Angeles is the best team in the NFC, I think. Maybe the NFL. In my humble opinion.
I agree.
And Detroit was that last year until they got hurt.
That defense for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Verse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. Do you have the line?
6. Rams favored by 6.
What? Ooh, I'm taking the points.
I would take the points, but I'm taking the Rams.
Man,
straight
that's a
up.
Lot of points.
Green Bay at Denver. I think this is where we see the class of the NFC against the AFC's elite. I think the NFC's a better conference. I think Green Bay's a better all-around football team than Denver.
Great.
Thank you.
That'd be a good game.
Well, sure. Indianapolis at Seattle, 44-year-old Philip Rivers against one of the better teams in
the
NFL. Seems that way.
If he starts, I think he somewhat balls out.
Remember when this isn't going to sound fair, but you'll get what I'm putting down. When
maybe
Deshaun Watson was suspended, then came back, and he wasn't the same guy. Now, he had a lot of stuff going on in his personal life, obviously. All his doing. Want to make that abundantly clear. But this guy hasn't seen game-speed NFL defense in 4 years. That was in empty stadiums. This is in Seattle. They're favored by 13.5.
Yeah, I'm taking Seattle. But I'd take the points, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think this will be a closer game than 13.5.
Yeah, they're going to run the football.
Seattle's been great on the road. Better on the road than at home. I think Seattle lambastes them.
Oh.
You like that word?
Lambastes.
Mm-hmm.
You baste lamb?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, wouldn't you? Because you do a lamb roast?
Yeah.
You ever had a lamb roast?
Yeah, you baste it, yeah.
Yeah, you got to baste
lamb. Lamb-based.
Indubitably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's around the NFL.
What about the Raiders?
The Raiders.
At the Eagles. Kenneth Shane Pickett goes back to Philly and leads the Raiders to a win.
Get out of here.
If he does, that city may burn.
Yep. And so will Pittsburgh.
I was going to say, if he does, two cities burn.
And no one will wake up happier after a nap in the evening on Sunday.
Than yours truly?
Than me.
Yeah. What time is that game?
I will walk around.
1 p.m.
Like a proud peacock on Monday.
Proud peacock?
I will. And I'll have... you know what? They win, I'm buying a Raiders Pickett jersey, and I'm wearing it every single day next week.
I do love the Raiders jerseys.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I love their helmets.
Me too. Swallowed alive.
I don't think so.
I know you don't, and he doesn't, and I know why you don't. And I have faith in Kenny more than maybe our listening audience does.
No, it's partially because Geno Smith stinks.
That team sucks. They didn't bench Kenny till he got hurt, which tells you what they think about Kenny.
Geno.
I know.
No, they got a loyalty to Geno.
A lot of money.
And Pete Carroll, Pete Carroll's mailing it in.
My Eskimo brother, did you know that? I think we've had
Pete
that
Carroll?
Conversation.
Dang, that's crazy.
Call him an Eskimo.
Eskimo brother. Wow.
Waken 180 weight loss. Visit them at Awaken 180.
Now, how do you, Pete Carroll, how did you guys cross paths that become Eskimo brothers?
It was me and Geno.
Oh,
you and Geno.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next.
You didn't play my rap.
We'll play it at the end of the show.
You promised.
We'll play it at the end of the next segment.
You promised.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.